I opened a letter recently from a writer friend, and now I think of it, I say recently, but it was many years ago. Yet such a letter sticks with you, and the hurt, rather than fading with the passage of weeks, months and years, only grows and fills with the pathos of time lost and hopes crushed. A letter complaining of writer's block and apologising for writing to me, another writer, as though it were breathing anthrax and flu, the miasma of a pneumonic plague, something you could catch. The letter spoke of failure, though there had been no failure, only a paralysing fear that, not having written for years, she would be found out as a fraud. It couldn't go on like this. The closing of a writing life was the closing of a life. Was there anything I could say to support her? I spent a day in shock. Another day rereading a book of hers. Some nights reliving the desolation of my own decade in the wilderness. I didn't believe in myself either. I stopped writing and became a ghost in my own life, going through the motions, silent as clouds passing over the page. The sudden death of people you love can do that to you. Still alive? I gave up on myself. It was a deep depression I've heard described in several ways, some bathing in the rain, a long black cloud coming down, black dog. A grey puddle splashed against the sky. But all of them involve some leaching of colour, a visual impairment in which colour finds no emotional resonance and can no longer mean anything. For me, it was mothballing my computer and reverting to scribbled notes on pieces of paper. I'd leave them out overnight and let slugs crawl over them. Whole words and even phrases would be eaten, and over weeks I'd be left with the fragile litter of texts subjected to the criticism of snails and slugs, with a wish to disappear while still clinging on to the shredded latticework of things I'd felt and thought, damp, slug-weathered fragments of paper and ink. I took a tough love approach to my writer friend, evidently misplaced, as she never replied. This is what I wrote. Stop being a writer. Do something else. Read your back catalogue, be a critic. Or invent an inner muse, a black, green-eyed cat, or snow-capped mountain, or the wind, or a cussed Cleopatra, to do some writing for you. Or write your writerly obituary. Wake up and read it. I realised while writing I wouldn't get far prodding that slug's body of emotional resistance, so I changed tack. Fear of failure is a paralysis I only overcame by accepting the certainty of failure. I am not God. I am imperfect as human being and a fraud as a creator. I only write because I must, because I am a man. That predicament often silences me, but silence too can be holy. What I've done is set writing apart from my concern that I must die, and my hope that writing can live. I keep writing in the present as a way to live now. For if I knew my own feelings, how fraudulent they are, I wouldn't need writing to find them out.